This episode of Enough is brought to you by Zoomph. Zoomph makes software solutions for creators to find and fix performance issues that may be impacting the speed of their websites. Faster websites have better, more engaged users, better Google rankings, and overall improved user experience. When surfing the web, we all want it to be snappy, and that's what keeps us coming back to a site. Zoomph checks your website against 400 performance best practices and finds things like server issues, including compression, caching, and HTTP connection problems, design issues like bloated images and unused styles that can be removed, and many more issues, including browser-specific problems. For each of these, Zoomph will tell you exactly what the issue is, why it's important to you, and clearly details what you need to do to resolve it with a simple step-by-step guide. You can go to zoomph.com/free, that's zoomph.com/free, to get a free performance analysis. And if you decide you need their services after undertaking this, you can get 20% off the lifetime of your account with Zoomph by going to zoomph, that's zoomph.com/70dB.
Mr. Michael Hurley.
Mr. Patrick Roan, Esquire.
Oh, I don't know. Esquire just sounds so British.
You're an honorary Brit.
Am I?
Yeah.
Gosh, I would love that. I would totally love that. You know me. I'm a big time Anglophile. I know more about your country than I do about mine.
You know more about my country than I do.
That's because I love your country, man. I want to come to your country. I want to come to your country sooner rather than later. So my wife and I, complete sidebar to the episode topic, I apologize, but my wife and I had a very nice long 2-hour meeting with our tax and business guy, a couple weeks ago. I think we've pretty much decided that as of the first of the year, our respective consulting businesses are going away.
First of next year.
Yeah, so 2013.
Yeah.
To be replaced by a new business that she and I are co-owners of. And once we do that, it will make things like, both of us and Beatrix coming overseas for business travel purposes that much easier.
Good.
Because essentially the way it works is that any day that either of us do anything that is business related in that kind of scenario. So as long as we schedule something each day that has something to do with our businesses, then the hotel and meals and everything else can be deducted.
Business taxes, they're a beautiful thing.
But that such things will work much, much easier if we have a joint corporation that has its own capital and thus its own bank account and its own credit card and its own, you get what I'm saying, right? Where we both have joint credit cards for this business and we have a joint account for this business that we both are, you get what I'm saying? So that everything gets tied to that one thing and it's a lot easier to track and throws up a lot less red flags for the IRS.
Well, then I'm going to look forward to the first annual Minimal Mac Enough London meetup.
Oh, there definitely will be that. That will be at least one of the days. But obviously, you know, you and I get together on a couple of other days outside of that, then great. And I've got other, you know, business interests. She has a few people that she can meet up with. But regardless, any of that stuff, as long as one of us does a business-related meeting, all hotel and meals and things like that can get accounted for. So
that certainly sounds like something that's rocking your world at the moment.
That is definitely something that that is rocking my world at the moment. A little bit scary because it means putting a business that I've spent the past 20 years building kind of, not necessarily to bed, but certainly rebranding it and putting it under a different name and, well, giving her half of ownership of it. Mm. But, I mean, it means the same thing for her, right? I mean, yeah. Her business becomes, you know, same, similar sort of thing, so.
And who wants to go into business with you?
I think she's the only one who wants to go into anything with me, so I... I'm lucky to have her. So yeah, that's rocking my world right now. But that's what we're going to do. Once again, we're going to have another one of these things where we talk about a whole bunch of things that we're enjoying and are kind of, kind of making us happy and rocking our world right now.
Mm-hmm.
You want to, since I just kind of mentioned something that
yeah,
it's kind of like that, you can kind of go next. What's okay. up with you?
So in a couple of days' time... Hopefully, yeah. In a couple of days' time, we're gonna be releasing the first episode of our new show, Bionic.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Now, Bionic is gonna be starting off as an Android show. Android and Google related is gonna be the primary focus. Okay. I have an awesome guest host. I'm not gonna announce it because I don't know if I will have announced it by the time this is released.
Okay.
And the host is really cool. He's a good guy, and I think he's going to bring a lot to the show.
And an Android fan?
No.
Oh,
and
interesting.
This is part the main thing about Bionic is it's going to be not just Android. It's going to be competing ecosystems. So we're going to start off with Android, but we want to, when it's released, cover things like Windows 8. Huh. And stuff like that, and what we want to do, in the long haul is as Apple fans, we're both big Apple fans, looking at competing ecosystems through the lens of an Apple fanboy. So, for example, with Android, because Android I think is going to be the primary focus because it's the big market, it's the other big market. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. I reckon we will always come back to Android.
Yeah, because Windows Phone 7 obviously is kind of a blip, and
Windows 8 stuff. I mean, it's going to be big, but I don't think it will be as long running as the Android part of the show. So, we want to kind of compare what we love about our iOS devices with these devices. So, that could be what is better and what is worse. So I took the plunge and bought off contract for a sizable chunk of money a Galaxy S3.
Yeah, the moment you said off contract, that immediately told us that you paid more than what you should have for that phone. Mm-hmm. But
just
that's
because
okay.
I don't want to be tied to another carrier. So I'd been putting some cash aside for this because I knew it was something I wanted to do.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I love this phone.
Really?
I love it. I really enjoy using it.
Interesting.
Now, I don't want to give too much.
So this is a straight out, I just want to be clear. This is like a straight out of the box Android experience. With apps and things like that, but like you haven't like had to root this thing or jailbreak it or anything.
Well,
like that.
It comes with Samsung Sense UI. And I have made some customizations. I've not rooted it, but I've made some customizations. I mean, this is what's really cool, right? So we're going to talk about this on Bionic, but I want to give people a taste for what they're going to see on this show. Because, so I'm going to give one of the examples. I'm not a big fan of the Android keyboard, like the keyboard that comes inbuilt with the phone. I don't think that the text prediction and auto correction is very good. Never been a fan of it. Now, if this was iOS... If I wasn't a fan of it on iOS, I'm stuck.
Huh.
Get used to it. Right? Now, that's the way that we look at it. Get used to it. But what I did with my Android device is I just installed a better keyboard. So I went to the App Store, downloaded an app called Swift Key Free, which has much better text prediction. It learns stuff. Like, you can plug in your Twitter account and things like that, so it learns things that you type. So, for example, it quite frequently knows what I'm going to say next. So I will write a word, and then it can suggest the next word for me. And it learns things like frequent email addresses I use, It's really cool, but it also, it just makes the actual typing experience is better.
Okay.
Because I don't know what it is about what Apple does. I think it is the prediction, and I think they've got the prediction better than the stock Android, but this SwiftKey thing does a real good job of that too. But this is the kind of stuff that I'm really excited looking at, is the differences between Android and iPhone and iOS and what they allow me to do. So that's one of the things that we're going to be looking at in the show. So I was able to make the phone better without jailbreaking. And I think that there are some merits to that. So, but you that's it's for a subset of the audience. But the device itself, I love. It's 4.8 inches, right? The screen, which is huge. But but I love it. And now, and I think it's really one of those things. Now, whenever I saw the large phones, I thought that's ridiculous. Once you get used to it.
Once you get used to holding a tablet up to your ear,
It is big. It is big, right? And there is no denying the fact that it is. It's a big piece of hardware. I am blessed with quite large hands, so I can very easily touch all corners of the device with one hand. Right? I know that a lot of people can't do that, but I'm lucky in that respect.
But, that's what she said.
Exactly. But, then, but there are, I tell you what, though, Pat, that. The screen on this thing as well, like, so you can adjust the color temperature and stuff. So I've made it's really bright and it really pops. And I like it. I like the screen size. And sometimes people are going to hate me so much, Pat. Sometimes I go back to the iPhone and I'm like, I would like this to be a little bit bigger now. So I am happy that the iPhone's going to be getting bigger now. I wasn't sure about it. It's going to be bad. They've got to do it. Originally, I wasn't that sure about it, but since I've had the experience of using a different screen size, I have been very happy with the additional information that I get from it. So, yes, Bionic will be coming very soon. Hopefully, we're going to be having our debut episode on the 5th. So,
nice.
And in that episode, me and my guest host, we're going to be talking about the devices that we have, the reasons we chose them, and what we like about the system. We may cover some Google I/O stuff, which happened last week. When you're hearing this, or we may leave that for the week after. It depends on how much we get through. But well, I want everybody to know I am iOS. You cut me, I bleed Apple. Right? I'm not. I have no. I'm enjoying the Android experience, but it does not beat the iPhone for me. We're also going to talk about that and why. And I'm going to be doing some interesting experiments. I'm going to switch to Android for a week, stuff like that, and see how get on. See how far into the week I can get.
I think it's finally happened, Michael. You've finally become me. It's what I've been working on since the beginning.
What makes you say that?
Well, because my crazy week with experiments, right?
Oh, you know, right.
Or
yeah,
week without, actually. You know?
See, I'm a week without iOS.
Yeah. Yeah. See, there you go. You're more than welcome to steal that, to steal that idea and the name.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, I'll be perfectly honest with you. All joking aside, it sounds awesome. It's definitely the kind of show that I would love to listen to. And I've already loved listening to you talk about it thus far. So
I'm hoping people will. I'm hoping people won't just think they're going to talk about Android. Like, we are, but it's the way that we're framing the discussion is different. Like, I'm not going to sit and go, fragmentation's amazing, right? We're going to be talking about it. The idea of choice, there are some elements that are good for choice, but there are some elements that are bad for choice. And when I'm talking about the process I had to go through to buy this device, you will see the problems of choice. And that's going to be in the first episode. I'm going to talk through how long it took me to decide on the Galaxy S3.
Wow. Okay.
And how much work that took to make that decision.
All right.
So that is my thing.
Very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, I hope it's going to be – I hope it will be well received. And the artwork is amazing. Stephen made some cool music, but Aaron knocked it out of the park again.
Yeah, well, man – I'll tell you what's really just still beating me over the head. If no one's seen it yet, so the guys that do the QuoteBook app,
Lickability,
are organized under the name Lickability. And so if you go to lickability.net, that's lickability.net.
They have the .com as well.
I'm sorry?
They have the .com.
Oh, they have the .com as well. Okay, sorry. Yeah, okay, so .com too. His logo for Lickability is wonderful.
It's like Coca-Cola level of design.
It's really, really neat.
He did I don't want to give it away,
but it is by far my favorite logo that he's done. It also is probably the least designed, if that makes sense.
Yeah, there's not a lot going on here. It's not like one of the artworks that he does for us.
Right, exactly.
You know, or like if you look at what he did for Gabe at Mac Drifter. You know,
yeah.
Like it's words, but there's a lot more going on. But in this Lickability one, there's just a subtle statement made right at the start, and then it's nice and crisp. It's good.
Well, and it took me at least a couple of looks before I noticed it. And that was the wonderful thing, right? Was that suddenly it jumped out at me. I'm like, oh, that's cool. So, I mean, yeah, it's one of those things. So go check it out. I mean, completely off topic, but that guy's just so damn good.
Something that's rocking your world, though.
It totally is rocking my world. I mean, everything that Aaron does rocks my world. I mean, seriously, I have yet to see a released design from him that is, that I think is anything less than subpar. And I could do a whole show about working with Aaron, because Aaron's got a pattern and I've spotted it now. And now that I know it, I know exactly what to expect. But let's just say that when you're working with Aaron, when he gives you the gradient, that's his way of saying, step the F off. I know what I'm doing here.
The gradient.
Well, the gradient.
Okay.
At some point along, and it isn't necessarily a gradient, but it is a design that you look at and you know is so completely far from the path that you've been going that he's basically giving it to you as an option to make you to basically make you back off.
Right, okay.
So that he could just get down and
he's throwing the curve ball out of the park,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the guy who's, you know, sitting there trying to, you know, take the wheel off his tire and it's not working and he's grunting and groaning and whatever. And suddenly the big burly guy who's changed a million tires before, you know, who's a auto mechanic comes along and just pushes him. So it's just step away. I got this. Does it in 5 minutes and, you know, says, there you go.
Job done.
That's the gradient. Oh, well, I digress. So
tell us something you've been loving.
Yeah. For Father's Day, I got two. Well, so for Father's Day and for my anniversary, which fell within just a few days of each other. Like, I think Father's Day was on a Sunday. My anniversary was like that Thursday or Friday or something like that. It was that Friday. And so they came pretty close together. And they always do. So I kind of tie them close together in my mind. But my wife gave me two things. I'll talk about one of them now. And if we've got enough time, I'll talk about the next one. But she gave me a pair of Tom's shoes.
Oh, yes. They are the shoes that the hipsters wear.
Is that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know. I'm not a hipster. All I know is that they're damn freaking comfortable.
Well, definitely here. I can't speak for the U.S. That's not a criticism. They're cool shoes.
No, they're very much probably here, too, for all I know. I'm just not very hip. And so when I get these things and people are like, oh, yeah, those are all popular right now, I'm like, really? Never even heard of them before or whatever, right? But that's not the case with Toms. I kind of knew about Toms. And Toms made a big splash, mainly because of this. And that is that they have a thing with every pair of shoes that are purchased. Toms gives a pair of new shoes to a child in need, usually in a developing country where, children just don't have shoes. And Toms has been doing this for years, and they're well vetted about it. It's not some scam. They really are giving shoes to kids in developing countries, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. But even more wonderful, these things are just the most comfortable and perfect summer shoe. Most of the styles are slip-on styles, and that's kind of what I have, though they also have a couple of lace-up styles, and they now offer kind of a boot style, like a kind of chukka, kind of desert boot sort of style. But in all, I believe the theory is the same, with a very kind of flat, sturdy footbed, nice flat sturdy sole with a nice leather insert that kind of molds to the shape of your foot very quickly after wear, and provides just enough cushion to kind of give that added comfort. They're attractive, and they go with almost everything. I wear them just as easily with shorts and a t-shirt as I did the other night when I did a book reading of Enough. I wore them sockless with a pair of jeans and a button-up shirt and a casual sport jacket, and looked very professional. And so, I highly, highly, highly recommend these. Especially before the summer's out, you got to get a pair of these and wear them. They're not really kind of cold weather winter shoes. Your feet will freeze to death, but but for a summer kind of beachy shoe, they can't be beat. Really love them.
Cool.
You got anything else, Michael? You're doing a new podcast, but got any stuff? Because here at Enough, we're all about buying stuff.
I haven't got something I'm buying. I've got a new service that we've just started using.
Ooh, do tell.
Glassboard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You sent me an invite code for that, and we've been playing around with it.
Yeah.
This is what all the hipsters were wearing at WWDC, apparently.
Yeah, it was. it was. I'm trying to think how I can explain it. It's like... I'll tell you what we're doing with it. So I invited all of the hosts of the network to the app today. And so basically what it does is it's created what they call a board, which is like a small chat room. It's like a group iMessage, really, but it's in its own contained application. So it's like everybody posts, can post something, and then we can comment on what that person's posted. You can add images and locations and stuff like that. And then someone can post something else instead of commenting. And it's just as a way for us as a network to have what I'm calling the 70 decibels water cooler.
Okay. And that's kind of, we just started using this as we're recording today. Mm-hmm. And so far I think it's been, interesting and a lot of fun. I like the idea of having this kind of little private, environment, kind of IM group IM sort of thing where we can shoot messages back and forth, but it also supports photos and doesn't support, what else does it do? I forget.
If you use it on the web, I think you can attach documents.
Yeah, that's it. I thought you could, that there was like a web interface and you could attach documents that way or something like that. But, once again, it's just a really kind of neat little collaboration tool. And I think a lot of people were using it in WWDC as kind of a...
I am. Let's go grab lunch. That's kind of,
Yeah, exactly. You know, it was kind of a, you know, like a little internal message board. I'm still trying to understand exactly how they used it that way. You know, like how they, you know, like if, for instance, I wanted to try to meet up with, I don't know, Gruber, right? And Gruber was on Glassboard. I would have had to have been like a member of his Glassboard or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It was basically, I think the way that they were doing it is people were inviting each other to the boards and then letting each other know where they were.
Oh, I gotcha.
Like, it wasn't like a broadcasted thing. It was still sort of just like in friend circles.
Yeah, but so like if the 70 decibels crowd we were at, we were there, you would have sent out an invite to all of us to say, hey, you know, jump in here and let's just keep track of where we all are, post about where we're at, and maybe we can meet up with folks or whatnot.
Exactly. Gotcha. So you don't have to send a message to everyone. People can just jump in and be like, oh, all right, I'll go to this and this.
Yeah, gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah, very interesting. And I can't tell, is there a way to send a, like if I wanted to post a message that was specifically to you, like without replies or whatever, is there a way to do that?
You can comment on something I say.
Okay.
But if you wanted to do something, if you wanted to have a private discussion, you could invite me to a board that you create.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Well, it looks really neat so far. I could see this being really useful, like in businesses and, you know, like kind of small teams that work together and all have iPhones and, you know, are looking for a way to kind of have their own private little chat area from their phones. It would be a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
I could also see it being an so one of the things that Matthew Bischoff, when he was on a few episodes back, talked about Pear, which was a private, you know, kind of a, basically a social network between two people, you know, you and your spouse or you and your partner or you, you know, just you and one other person. Had some kind of neat features surrounding that. But I could just as easily, if you're looking for something that doesn't have like, oh, you can see when I'm rubbing my finger or something against the screen to say hi or I don't know.
Yeah.
When you don't need something like that, I mean, this will work just great in that kind of scenario. You know, if you and your partner, you and Sammy had both had Glassboard, you could create your own little room and do the same similar sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, that's really cool. How are we doing on time here?
25 minutes. We should probably wrap up.
Oh man. Well, I'm not going to be able to get to my other thing. Let me get to it quickly.
Okay.
Real quick.
Go on.
I recently got finally picked up the new Apple Express little base station,
mm-hmm.
The new one that just came out. They've updated it, and it's got dual band wireless in, just like the AirPort Extreme. It also has both a its own Ethernet. Before, you could plug Ethernet into it and kind of use that as a, but it also has a WAN and LAN port built in, which is highly useful for a number of things, not the least of which is being able to kind of bridge a device. So if you want to, say, take a printer that is Ethernet and plug it in there, bada bing, bada boom, you can now put that on the network, even though it may not have wireless. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
A really, really nice update. I have been using up until this point to make sure that the coverage was nice and strong in my third floor office, the original AirPort Express, the very first one.
Wow.
It has lasted me for that long and has been just fine. But this is well worth the upgrade. And it's only, what, $99 or something like that? I forget what it is. But it, just go. Just if you have been wanting to get either an Airport Express for being able to, you know, stream music to another room, or, you know, for any of the purposes I've mentioned, or if you have an older model, now's the time to upgrade. Now's the time to replace it with this one, because this one has enough new features and enough new whiz bang to make it well worth it. And it's fast. It is fast, fast, fast. This is probably one of the reasons why our audio quality or our Skype quality has maintained this session, is because of that.
Then I am happy with it.
I can't say for sure, but, you know, it's certainly, I've noticed the signal strength increase, as well as the increased speed. So.
Excellent.
All right, my friend. Well, you know, we're going to link to all of this stuff in the show notes, as we always do. And if Bionic is out by then, I will, you know, I'll certainly link to it there. But otherwise, please keep an eye out on 70decibels.com for that, because that sounds awesome. But
thank you, sir.
You're welcome. But beyond that, I guess we'll chat later.
We will. Cheers.
Cheers.